You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Welcome to Checkout Free Retail. Don't mind all the cameras. By Adam Rogers. The shop has no sign, or rather the sign is obscured by some kind of bunting. The glass doors are papered over. You gotta know what's back there, like a speakeasy. Venturing to open the door, I find I still can't get inside. Between me and a cramped 180 square feet or so of convenience store-like shelves, yogurts, bags of exotically flavored freeze-dried peas, refrigerators full of juice, and prepackaged sandwiches, is a turnstile. It is a shop. I will shop. There's a reader on the right. There's an app. This is San Francisco 2018. There's always an app. Get the app and give it a credit card, just like Uber and Amazon trained us, and the app will spit back a QR code. Krishna Modakuri, the guy running the show, calls that code up on his phone and flips it over for the scanner. The turnstile's waist-high doors fold back. I saunter through. I'm in. I am shopping. I am free to pick up whatever I want off the shelves. When I'm done, I get scanned back out. I have shopped. But it's like future shopping, because no cashiers, no checkout lines. My purchase, well, Modakuri's really, is a matter between me, my credit card company, and the store's tech. It's running off a system called Zippin, made by a company of the same name. The experience has been available to friends and other folks in the same building where this pop-up is housed, but it's now debuting a bit more widely. Depending on how you count such things, the Zippin store and an Amazon store in Seattle are the only cashier-free stores in America. The Zippin store is set up in a sort of a lobby. Up a short flight of steps, the space extends backward another 50 feet or so, and the company has set up second-hand conference tables, chairs, laptops. Shelves and drawers along one wall are artifacts of the room's previous life as a hair salon. If all goes as planned, the store will eventually expand back here, too. But that's not the point. This is just purely to prove the concept, Modakuri says. This technology can be applied in any retail store. Zippin, he says, is a software play. Software as a service. All the hardware is commodity. The turnstile, the weight sensors in the shelves, the cameras in the ceiling that link your image to your unique QR code. It's up to the computers to match all that together and charge your card when you leave. The computer puts a green square around your image from above. There's nothing biometric about it, unless someone figures out how to characterize individual differences in male pattern baldness. But Amazon, though? That company's sans checkout store in Seattle is the 500-pound gorilla riding the elephant in the room, isn't it? Well, Amazon gonna Amazon. For the vast amount of retailers, it's not available, Modakuri says. We expect everyone will want to customize it. He sees a checkout-free future for gas station stores, convenience stores, airports, hotel lobbies. Right now, Zippin can't do clothing. Too floppy, the cameras and shelves can't figure it out. But packaged and solid stuff works. The potential is infinite, Motocori says. We're hoping our customers can educate us. Indeed, they might. Checkout is what business folks call a pain point for retail. It's inconvenient, it's a time delay, and the possibility exists that you may have to interact civilly with another human being. Oy. Barcodes have dominated this world since the 1980s. In the last couple of years, RFID has become a player. Attempts at innovation have come at a drip, 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 self-checkout, scanning items with your phone, come on, buying stuff in an Apple store with the Apple Store app, wait, you can do that? Then, in late 2016, Amazon, quote, dropped a nice little bomb on the industry, says Jason Goldberg, Senior Vice President of Commerce at Publicis.Sapient. Amazon has been cagey about the details of its cashierless technology, and a representative of the company declined to answer questions. But it does seem like the system needed a whole new store design. It's camera-based, and it associates a picture of a user with an app. The camera can tell what objects are, even if they're partially obscured, but still seems to require that nothing can obstruct the machine's overall vision. That likely means brighter lights, no shopping carts, no blind spots, and no gondolas, the shelves that make up the aisles in supermarkets. They're building new stores as opposed to trying to retrofit this into an existing store. And Amazon is one of the few retailers in the world that has good app penetration, Goldberg says. For most retailers, getting someone to install an app is a huge deal, arguably more painful than getting them to check out. Still, the basic technology is probably not going away. Microsoft, Walmart, and Toshiba have announced their own versions. A report from Juniper Research says technology-enabled checkouts account for just about $9 billion a year in the U.S. today, but they're headed towards $78 billion by 2022. Meanwhile, in China, a dozen companies are building cashier-free convenience-type stores from scratch, and everyone already uses a phone-based digital wallet. They made $9 trillion worth of mobile payments there in 2016. Even if the use case in the U.S. turns out to be airports, hotels, and quickie marts, there's more going on here than checkout. A huge problem in retail is inventory. In the best case, a store that perfectly knows its inventory knows it because it paid a lot of humans to walk around and cycle count, Goldberg says. That's a sort of core sampling technique that infers what's on the shelves. Most stores do that and still get inventory horribly wrong. That means higher logistics costs and time lost in restocking. But smart shelves and cameras on every SKU mean real-time, perfect inventory. Motocori says his team has already seen that advantage at the Zippin store. It's much more cost-effective to stock fresh items, he says. We get more real-time information on how fast they go out. That means the restocker's phone can tell him exactly when it's time to come back and exactly how many sandwiches and salads he needs. This is San Francisco in 2018. It's always about data. Consider what Amazon already knows about your purchasing habits. And now imagine them knowing how long you spend in front of the peanut butter shelf when you put back the grape nuts and take down the chocolate frosted sugar bombs and your actual rate of Coke Zero cherry consumption. You'll give it all to them for a prime discount. Well, a discount and the ability to walk out of the store without having to say thank you to a human. Everyone who's interacted with it says, this is the future, Motocori says. The Zippin store opens wide in September. It's coming. You can see the signs.